Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Megan Niederwerder, Executive Director of the Swine Health Information Center. She is going to bring us information about the global situation of foot and mouth disease.
There have been significant changes in the first 6 months of 2025 with regards to disease outbreaks occurring in Europe and the Middle East. We always want to keep foot and mouth disease virus on our radar with regards to risk of foreign animal disease. The U.S. has been negative since 1929, and we want to do everything we can to ensure that FMD is never reintroduced into our country. First, a few facts about foot and mouth disease virus. It's a single-stranded, non-enveloped virus. That means it can survive for long periods in the environment. FMD is a disease that can affect cloven-hoofed livestock as well as wildlife. It's highly contagious, and it can affect cattle, pigs, sheep, goats, other cloven-hoofed zoo animals, as well as wildlife. So we have to think about animals such as feral swine in this. It really causes significant losses due to animal health, but also the economics related to restrictions of international livestock trade. There are seven major serotypes of FMD, which becomes important because the immunity that animals produce against one strain of FMD is not protective against the other serotypes of FMD. One of the aspects about foot and mouth disease virus is that it can be transmitted through both direct contact, so animal to animal, as well as indirect contact, as we think about respiratory secretions, mechanical vectors such as dirty boots, dirty clothing, other animals or vehicles. It also has a potential to be aerosolized and can transmit long distances through the air. Importantly, this virus is characterized by a disease that looks like vesicles in the oral cavity and around the mouth and feet. So what you'll see in pigs is blanching around the coronary band, around the hoof, and also you can see vesicles around the mammary glands, the tongue, the mouth, and the snout. Importantly, FMD is not a public health or food safety threat. The reason that FMD has really been increased with regards to the radar of the Swine Health Information Center is that over the last 6 months of 2025, we saw three introductions into different countries in Europe that had maintained a negative status for several decades. So that included Germany in a water buffalo herd. It included Hungary in several cattle herds, as well as Slovakia. And so we certainly watched those countries with regards to their response and containment efforts with the hopes that, of course, we could learn from their experience, understand what the risk factors were for those reintroductions into those countries that had been negative for many years, as well as think about how we continue to enhance awareness with regards to U.S. prevention and preparedness. So one of the aspects about the Hungary introduction that they've been really successful at, they used suppressive vaccination followed by slaughter. They had various stamping out procedures, also a successful trace back and forward. They had 19,000 animals that were affected. Their first case was in March, and they have not had any cases again since mid-April. So Hungary was very successful at that strategy for eradication. We continue to strategize and emphasize the awareness on farm. Producers and veterinarians should continue to be on the lookout for vesicles or blisters that may look like foot and mouth disease virus. Those need to be reported and confirmed that it is not an FMD introduction. Continued emphasis on biosecurity is really important, thinking about prevention of fomite transmission, operational connections with other livestock species, and employee downtime as they may travel to countries with FMD.